Two resource development groups have filed to join a lawsuit that would exclude Alaska National Forests from the roadless rule. The Southeast Conference and the Alaska Forest Association are supporting a state suit against the U.S. Forest Service. It seeks to overturn a recent court decision imposing the nationwide rule on Southeast Tongass and South Central's Chugach National Forests. Shelley Wright is Executive Director of the Southeast Conference, an organization of regional government and business leaders.
Implementing the roadless rule in the Tongass is going to be devastating for all facets of Southeast Alaska. Energy development, mining development, even going as far as personal development for lands that are owned by private citizens.
The rule limits logging and other activity on roadless parts of national forests. A federal district court ruling earlier this year applied it to Alaska, which had been exempt. That judgment included a list of hydropower, mining, and other projects that could move forward in roadless areas of the Tongass. Wright says that's not enough.
We believe that there are far more reaching issues to deal with than just that very small, minute list of projects that are there. Just in general, the fact that 98% of our forest is governed by the Forest Service, we think it's really important that we're exempt from that roadless rule.
The Parnell administration appealed the roadless rule decision in June. It also sued, claiming the rule violated several federal laws, including the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, known as ANILCA.